It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, what's happening? It's Brock and Hunter.
What's up, man?
Friday podcast. I love it. Or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. It doesn't just have to be a Friday.
Yeah,
it's Friday, Friday for us now. Right now. We're in Friday. But you can listen to maybe someone in like 2100 is listening to this. 2100.
Aliens, man.
Aliens, bro. Right. Somebody in the year 3000.
That's what I hear. I hear aliens love podcasts.
They do, especially the Plan B After Show podcast.
Yeah, right.
Probably the greatest one. What if we're more famous now with the podcast?
You know, they've been listening for a while. What show was this? This is probably one.
60.
60?
Show number 60,
Show
bro.
Number 60. So the aliens started listening around show number 10.
Yep.
Aliens, generally very, very intelligent creatures. Yeah. After show 60 today, they're about on human level.
That's right.
From listening to
us. We've made them dumber, and it is time for the human people to rise up and take over our alien overlords.
I like potatoes.
Ah! All right. So today I wanted to talk about Legos. Yeah, Legos. Nice. So apparently.
Never played with them. I didn't.
You didn't play with Legos?
Never.
What?
Never.
Don't lie.
Never played with them.
What's, your parents not love you?
Nah, I just don't think they liked. They didn't want to step on them.
They are dangerous. Legos are dangerous.
Second of all, what is it? It's like $4 a Lego piece.
I mean,
they're expensive as hell.
You got to go to garage sales, bro. That's where you do it. Dude, we had a 30-gallon storage container of just random pieces.
Oh, man.
Just random Lego pieses. Yeah. It was awesome, man.
I need direction.
You need direction.
I can't just have a bunch of pieces and put something
creative
together.
Creative enough, dude. Legos, I go to town on Legos, man.
Creative? I think I'm creative enough. I'm just lazy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Just laziness.
That's it. Your brain is fantastically creative.
I could put this whole thing together, but
I don't want to. Well, there's stories floating around on the internet and on message boards about guys who are staying home on Friday nights to play with Legos. Instead of spending money on drinks at the bar or hitting on chicks or dudes or whatever, they call themselves brickheads, and they're spending big bucks on Lego sets. They claim that they're not stressed or antisocial. Instead, they just found a hobby that they enjoy more than going out and hitting the clubs.
I mean, can we be honest, though? Do you think these guys staying home on a Friday night could go to a club and get a chick?
Probably not. Without sounding like a dick, no. I think they chose this because...
I mean, any dude that has a Lego set and is good looking and knows that he can get laid if he goes out,
yep.
I think he's going to pick going out. I mean, I like Legos. Legos are fun. It's a great thing. But when it comes to comparing Legos and sex,
Dude, yeah, you ever tried banging a Lego?
Oh,
it's not gonna feel. You ever step on a Lego and then think about banging it? It's not gonna end well.
Yeah, right.
It's not gonna end well. So, and just so we're clear, millennials are anyone born between 81 and 96. So they're aged 23 to 38. I was born in 86. You were born in 85, right?
Yep.
So we're kind of on the early part of it, really the 81s. So I don't consider myself a millennial, but we are.
Yeah.
However, some of these younger ones, Benny was born in 96, right?
Jeez.
He was born in 96, so he is a millennial. He's at that very tail end. Benny doesn't go out all that much.
No.
I think a lot of these younger millennials... it's a different thing. All I wanted
to do. It's a different time, Brock.
All I wanted to do was go out, drive around.
Remember that first time you went to a club?
It was awesome,
man. A bunch of chicks around.
I would never think about, you know what? I'd rather be at home just playing with Legos. No.
I will say now I'd rather be at home, but I'm 33.
You're 33 and you're married.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Way different.
This is talking about single guys that are just choosing to stay home. Now, again. Without sounding like a judgmental dick, you do you. I understand it, but I just think there's this different mindset now.
There's no social interaction.
And they
anymore.
Say, it's not that we're antisocial or anything like that. Well, you kind of are being.
Yeah.
You know, I would understand if they were getting groups together and building Legos together.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe they just broke.
Legos aren't cheap, bro.
Yeah,
and that's what
true.
They're saying is that they're spending big bucks on these Lego kits to build them up.
Yeah, so we can rule that out.
Man, this just seems weird to me. It just seems like a weird mindset. Well, and here, too, there's a story that was done, and it said almost 3 out of 10 young adults aged 24 to 31 prefer to sip alcohol at home because it takes too much effort to go out.
Hmm.
So 3 out of 10 would rather just hang out at home. I don't know.
Play with the Legos.
Yeah.
You ever see the video of that guy online?
Well, no, this is just in general. This is just in general.
You ever see that video, though? That guy who had that massive Lego set?
No.
He was.
I don't have as much free time as you. Just be watching Lego videos.
It was in Scotland. This guy had 14 years he spent on this Lego set. It was a Star Wars set, and it was massive, the size of the studio, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
You know, and he comes home one day after work, and everything is gone.
Yeah.
Everything, man. He spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this, and so he just. He's a YouTuber, so he YouTubes his Star Wars stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. So
him building Legos?
Right. So he put up a video. You know, watch the video first before you roll your eyes, because the poor guy, dude, the poor guy puts up a video, and he just starts bawling. Just starts bawling, man.
So like a toddler who lost his toy and a grown-ass man.
Yeah. But you watch the video first. You will bubble up. I guarantee you'd be like, damn, dude.
I guarantee I won't.
Okay, maybe you won't cry, but you'll look over at me and be like, damn, dude, that sucks. That sucks.
I guarantee I won't.
You can hear it in the guy's voice.
Yeah.
And so they put like a GoFundMe for the guy. Lego hopped on. They like rebuilt his whole set. The guy got money for, you know, the lost
Wait
Legos.
A minute. Okay, so they gave him Legos.
Yeah.
Did he recover the Legos that he built, or those were gone?
He never got
those back.
Those are gone.
But he was recouped the Legos, some fresh-ass Legos,
yep.
And then people gave him money up on top?
Probably.
That is horseshit. I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to say, no, I understand
watch
the Legos.
Watch the video.
I understand.
You can't have an opinion on it if you don't watch it.
No, here's the thing. Okay, I don't care that Lego.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't care that Lego gave him, but the extra money that he gave, dude, this is a scam. This guy scammed
he's
people.
He's not scamming.
This guy's a phony.
He's not a phony.
So he
he's
got
not
all his
scamming.
Legos. You know what?
They would have known. They did some investigating.
Life.
Lego's not going to hook him up with a multiple $1,000 Lego set.
Grown ass man crying over. Did his grandpa give him those Legos?
He might have.
Was this old family Lego heirlooms?
You cold hearted son of a bitch.
No.
That's what you are.
People need to go outside and interact with people, not stay inside
right.
as adults.
Let's do a scenario situation.
Let's do it.
So you come home from the show one day.
Yep.
All of your fly fishing stuff gone. Gone. Somebody comes and ransacks everything. Your ties, your flies, your rods, your bait, everything, man. Gone. Gone.
Yeah.
And then you put up a video and you're beat up. You would be beat up.
I would be.
You would probably shed a tear, maybe.
I would not cry. I'm a grown ass man.
So you put up a video and Bassmaster says, you know what? We're hooking you up with the whole new set.
Yeah.
And then somebody else says, you know what? We're going to make you a GoFundMe because you suffered. You're not going to take the money?
No.
Oh,
people,
come on.
No, I'm an adult. I tell you what. If Bassmaster wants to give me a bunch of stuff, that's recouping the things. What did you have, Brock? Well, I had a nice 3-weight, and I had a 5 to 6-weight. I had an 8-weight, nice heavy rod. This is what I had. If they gave me that, I'd be like, you know what? That's really awesome, and I would give Bassmaster some love. But also, I'm gonna put the and yeah. If people gave me money, I'd be like, keep your money. Tell you what, donate it. Do something like that. Because one, I'm an adult. And two, I got homeowner's insurance, okay? I'm going to be fine.
You take the money.
I'm going to be fine.
Don't sit there and say you
wouldn't. You know what I'd do? I would take the money and I would start a fly fishing school for troubled kids.
So there you go. Maybe the guy's making a Lego thing.
You know what he's doing? He's back up in his attic like a weirdo making Lego statues.
Oh,
I got my Legos back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, the guy is, it's a heartfelt video. Would you watch it?
No.
Watch it, and then you'll be like, okay.
Hunter, I want you to be completely honest with me. Is it you?
Yeah. It could be. Could be.
No, I lost my Legos.
No, it would be if I lost all my Ninja Turtles.
Oh, your Ninja Turtles?
That would beat me
My
up.
Turtles.
My Turtles.
Someone took my Turtles. I would give you money for that.
What would be the worst thing if somebody stole it? It would put you through the cleaners.
Probably my fishing gear.
All right.
I've spent more on that than anything else.
I hit it on the head there.
Well, see, that's, you know, because that takes a long time to accrued that amount of crap that I have. So I'd just be like, son, I got to do that all over again. Damn it.
You would cry.
Damn it.
You would cry. Just admit it. Just admit it.
Beat Kiki.
Look, I could see. Jeez, man.
This is your fault you didn't lock the door. I'm kidding. I'm not going to beat my wife if my fishing gear gets stolen. Well, you know, like, I'll be honest. Like, too, well, because I actually, our apartment was robbed when we lived in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And they stole a couple laptops, a camera, and then they also stole a ring from my Grandpa Havens and my Grandpa Emil. Mm-hmm. And that really did suck. But I'll be also honest, too.
That would beat me up, man, if somebody stole my hard drive.
Yeah.
With all my, like, pictures.
Porn.
With all my porn, man. You know, you can't get those back.
No, you can't. You can't. But, you may think that, Brock, you're just saying this stuff. I've also gotten to the point where I'm just starting to realize that things are just things. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm safe and, like, no one got injured or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
It sucks that I lost the rings. And mm-hmm. I get a check every month from the guy who robbed us. He got busted, so I feel better about that. Nice. But I also think, too, that my grandparents would be like, you know what, it's just stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Once you lose it, and you'll learn. You'll learn it.
John Mulaney does he has this bit, mm-hmm. and he talks about a friend from high school. And I laugh at it because it's a funny thing. But he apparently has this buddy from high school that would steal old antique pictures, like family pictures.
Jeez, man.
And his reason, the bit ends with, it's the one thing you can't replace.
God, what?
And it's like, oh!
Going to hell, man.
Going to hell. The rings bothered me, but like a lot of stuff. Like the laptops, okay.
You can replace it. Maybe not the stuff in it.
Legos, okay. He got the new Legos. That story bothers me because it's like, you didn't need the extra money. You got the Legos. That's fine. Maybe donate the money to a Legos chair, something like that, because you're an adult. Yeah. You got the Legos back.
I'd still take it.
You still take the money.
I'd
you
still
would.
Take it.
You would.
You know?
Oh, my porn was stolen. We're going to start a GoFundMe.
It does suck losing stuff like that, though, man. Yeah. We lost a bunch of stuff in a house fire. You know, when my parents' house burned up.
No, when you burnt your parents' house down.
Yeah. And it's just like, eh. You know, you're right, though. Like, you can replace pretty much everything, but like pictures and whatnot. We did lose a cat. That sucked. You know?
Did it? There's a lot of cats out there.
God, you are a cold-hearted bitch. You know that? You're going straight to hell, Brock.
Yeah, you lost a cat.
You know?
Find one in an alley.
You know what? I'm going to drive by your house really fast. Let your dogs out around 2:30, would you?
You know what? That's the other thing. I'm going to have to fake tears when our dogs die. Yeah. When Kiki and I and our dogs pass. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm. That's it. I mean, you're like, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cry. I'm going to have to be like, oh, it's so sad.
See, some animals, man. I have sympathy for all animals. I do. I have a soft spot. Not my dad. I don't get that from my dad.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up at my parents' house the other day. He's pouring diesel down a hole. Jesus, what are you doing, man?
Plenty of gophers.
Yeah, there's a woodchuck down there, man. We're gonna burn him out.
Woodchuck's being
like,
real.
Dude, that is sadistic, Dad.
Your dad was a Green Beret.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's seen a lot more than that, but still, it's like, you know, just wait and shoot it.
All right, you know, we should change the name from Hunter to Pussy.
I've got a soft spot for animals. I really do.
Yeah,
man.
It's your vagina.
You know, shut up. God, sorry, I'm not a sick son of a bitch.
I'm poking the bear at this point. I love it. Well, I think I don't know how we got on this day. The big thing is go out and socialize. Don't just stay inside and build Legos.
Yeah, do something with your life.
Go get laid, for God's sakes. You know, perfect.
I think you need to tell me that too, because lately, dude, I've been sitting around the house like, what do I do?
I don't know what to do with myself.
I've been waiting for a gym membership to become active.
I'll buy you some Legos, buddy.
No. So just end up stepping on them.
I haven't built a single thing. I just got holes in my feet.
You lost a leg last week. How?
Lego, bro.
Right.
That's why they call it Lego.
Lego.
Yes.
Nice.
Perfect way to end the show.
I like that.
Step
that.
On a Lego.
Oh, God.
All right. Little
mini IEDs.
It's
dude.
Terrible. Just blow it right up. All right, everybody. Explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this amazing podcast, Aliens Listening in the Future. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You dumb aliens.
You dumb aliens. You morons. You gray, big, round-headed freaks. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 mm-hmm. to 10 a.m., WIRX 107.1 on your FM dial.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll see you next time.
Don't blow it.
Hey.
Whatever it is you're doing.
Let's go. Lego.
Lego.
I ruined it. Damn it.